Today on Coffee Time, we are going to be talking about Halloween. Should Christians take part in Halloween? So let's go ahead, pour that coffee, and dive into the conversation. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Time. We have Dr. Stephen Roby. I'm Rodney and Pastor Adam Rastetter with us today. We are, like I said before, we're going to be talking about Halloween and whether or not we as Christians should take part. This is from a viewer question. But Steve, before we get into that topic, what coffee are we drinking?
We have the Delectable, the Delicious, the Dunkin' Donuts.
My favorite.
So this is...
Church coffee.
Church coffee. Made good only by the grace of God.
I love it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Right.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. Cheers, mates.
It's Dunkin' coffee.
Familiar. I love it.
It's not the worst church coffee you could have.
No, it's not. I have to admit that there are some worse ones out there.
But the coffee snob in me is not always real happy with Dunkin'. It's all good.
Someday we are going to have to actually talk about the coffees that we like and how we like to make our coffees. I know Adam's pretty simple about this.
I like it like this. This is what we got at home. This is what we do.
Me and Steve are a little bit more complex. All right. So this did come from a viewer question. And the question is essentially, what is or should we as followers of Jesus Christ be taking part in Halloween? Gentlemen, what are your first initial reactions to that kind of question?
That it's a good question. I think like that somebody's thinking about it is good, because there's a lot of things I think in the culture that we need to think rightly about. What does the Lord have to say about this? And while we don't see a scripture that mentions Halloween, it's good to think about. You know, what is this pleasing to God? Is this honoring, dishonoring?
Yeah, likewise, I think it's a danger to not think about, should we engage in any cultural practice, right? There should be some sort of biblical lens, some filter that believers have for how to engage or how not to, or what not to engage in, you know, that the world does participate in and promotes. And so on one hand, I feel like there's a couple of pitfalls here. Like you could be completely undiscerning and not ask this question and just full on jump in and engage in questionable activity, fully embrace, you know, the dark side of Halloween.
Right.
But the other side is the pitfall of just assuming that all Christians who have some level of engagement aren't thoughtful or discerning themselves. Meaning, you know, to some people will take such a hard stance on the other side and say, well, if you're a Christian, you can't do this. I'm not so sure. I think it's a little more complex than that, but that's something that I think is the reason for this question, that it seems to come up every year of how Christians should engage or not engage with this. And I think you'll find diverse opinions among Christians. Well-thinking Christians, like good-thinking right. Christians, will tend to maybe disagree on some elements of this. I think there'd be agreement on like sort of the dark parts of this, like
right.
absolutely not. But what is acceptable, what's not acceptable? I think that can be a little bit more complex.
So I know I'm personally of the thought that that you should stay away, like you said, from the dark side of things. Like even with people who do allow their kids to dress up for Halloween, I think that there should be some reservation in that, that there should be some, hey, you know, maybe we should stay away from skeletons and zombies and stuff like that for Halloween. But as far as if a person wants to participate, I mean, you look at some more of the, what you would think of as more conservative Christians, they would say, hey, go ahead, give out candy, give out some Bible tracts too, while you're at it, you know? So, I have to kind of look at it from that side and say, hey, you know what? Why not do something like that in its place? So what are your thoughts on?
Well, I think that When I first think of Halloween, when Halloween is brought up, I don't generally just think of the dark side. And my initial thoughts are, you know, going out and getting candy and, you know, dressing up as fun things, passing out candy. And that was what we did as kids. That was the guidance. My parents weren't going to allow me to dress up as something scary or death oriented or anything like that. So, you know, it was Cal Ripken Jr. or, you know, my sister's a ballerina, you know, it was
he still
those.
Dresses up like Cal Ripken.
Yeah, I should have done that today. But, yeah, so, and so that's the same thing that we do with our kids. You know, we do go out, we have a good time. We explain some of the things too, and there's houses that we'll pass up too. You know, it's like, there's some houses that are a little too, they went a little too wild with the graveyard in the front yard, you know? And so, but yeah, generally that's what we do in our home.
Yeah. I think the cultural filter, I heard this framework a long time ago. I've shared this on the show before, previous episodes. Reject, receive, or redeem, right? When you think about any sort of engagement with something in the culture, is this something that we can wholly embrace, meaning we receive it as it is with no alterations? I don't think so. Especially when you talk about the origins of Halloween, and we'll maybe get into a little bit of that. Is it something that Christians have fully redeemed? I still don't think so. So there's maybe elements that have been redeemed. But I don't think we could just say we can't say this is a Christian holiday. We should fully support this and you know, roll with it in the way that I probably would feel different about Christmas. I would say that we've redeemed Christmas. It's a celebration of Christ's birth, despite what the secular world does with that. So reject, receive, and redeem, right? Those three things, rejecting something outright, receiving it outright, or redeeming certain qualities of it. Are, I think, a good way to think about any sort of cultural engagement.
Well, I know you'd brought up in past conversations on this topic that you and I had about when you say redeem something. I mean, I think that there are certain things that we can just to participate in, you know what I'm saying, the world, but without being of the world and still take part. In a way that is not degrading to our faith.
Yeah, not sinful. I mean, right. Just outright not sinful. So you mentioned, you know, what you think of when you hear Halloween, when it's brought up, you think of going out and getting candy, usually little kids dressed like princesses or soldiers or ninjas or whatever it is, Avengers, that's like a big one, you know. And there's certainly nothing inherently sinful about that in and of itself. And so there's an element that I think is redeemable in this. Some Christians would say this is an incredible evangelistic opportunity. You mentioned passing out tracts, but just think about how many times throughout the year is everybody in your neighborhood outside walking around mingling together?
Yeah. It's true.
There's probably no other day of the year. And so in a sense, it's like, this is an incredible chance to meet your neighbors, a chance to say hello. Or, you know, if you've outright rejected it, what does that say to your neighbors? I think there's some redeemable qualities, and that's the position I take, but I totally get and totally understand the Christians that want nothing to do with Halloween. Yeah. And that's a matter of conscience. Like if your conscience says, I can't do anything with this, particularly people who've been converted out of occultic practices, someone that comes out of witchcraft, because it's a Wiccan high holy day, who would certainly be hesitant. And every testimony that I've heard from someone who's come out of, you know, the Wiccanism, I don't know if that's appropriate, Wiccanism, out of witchcraft or out of any sort of occult practices, Satanism, would 100% say stay away from Halloween. So in their conscience, like this is a huge deal, and I certainly respect that, and certainly don't question Christians that don't want anything to do with it. But I also think that there is some liberty and freedom to engage in non-sinful ways in the sort of societal celebration or societal event that it has become in our country, right? Because we're, you know, like you said, when we hear Halloween, we're not thinking of making sacrifices. We're not thinking of trying to communicate with the dead. practices that others have done traditionally on that day. And so there is, you know, nuanced conversation and I think room for Christians to exercise discernment on how to engage and how not to engage and being okay with, you know, having unity in our diverse thought on this as a matter of conscience. So it can be evangelistic. It can be something we just outright reject. And that's not comfortable for some people because they want a clear cut answer. And so it's just, I just don't think that it is.
Yeah. So what about if we were to all dress up like Martin Luther and go nail the 95 Theses to church doors?
That's one approach.
Well, that's the redeeming, like trying to redeem it, right? Martin Luther did nail the 95 Theses or his debating points on October 31st, 1517, 506 years ago almost.
Yes.
And so that is one thing that Christians have done throughout the years to celebrate. Yeah, we celebrate Reformation Day.
Call it what it is, celebrate Reformation Day, yes.
But in reality, the Catholic Church did do that. Pope Gregory II did declare November 1st All Saints Day.
Right.
And so All Saints Eve was October 31st. And then eventually, I think another pope made November 2nd All Souls Day. So this was clearly an attempt to redeem the practices of related to Halloween.
Yeah. So when it comes to Halloween and it comes to taking part in the holiday itself, what do you think? And I just lost my thought where I was going to go with that question, Steve. It's horrible.
I can't help you there.
He never tells us the questions ahead of time, so we don't
know. Don't know where you're going.
So I guess what I was trying to get at was if we're going to redeem Halloween, some people would say that there is nothing redeemable. Mm-hmm. But would you say that and I heard you say this earlier that about talking about, you know, sin of conscience. So if a person, like you said, doesn't have or doesn't agree with celebrating Halloween, then they shouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I wish it would go away altogether.
Right.
Like I kind of wish this wasn't a topic that we had a conversation that goes on every year.
But what would you say then for those people who do want to participate, do you see this as kind of one of those things? It's like the eating food that was sacrificed to idols in a way.
Yeah, I think it's a decent parallel because, you know, you're looking at, can I engage with this? Do I view this as anything substantial or meaningful in a spiritual way? And I think if you say, yeah, this is absolutely a spiritual activity and it's dark, then you should outright reject it. But if you're looking at this and, well, this is a commercial holiday now, it's the largest candy selling thing of the year, like $6 billion in revenue were generated, or I think among candy sales or something around this time of year. And this is a chance to meet my neighbors. I think there's nothing inherently sinful in that. And you can do that with a clear conscience.
Yeah.
I know I do that with a clear conscience. We're not like I in the past, what I've done is I've brought the grill around front, throw some hot dogs on the grill, make some chili and offer it to my neighbors.
That's a good, idea.
I don't dress up. I don't do that. Yeah. I did dress up like Luigi one year for me and Malachi or Mario and Luigi. But yeah, we don't glorify, you know, the gore. We don't glorify, you know, death and all of that at this time of year. And I think those are the kind of things Christians that do choose to engage need to be thoughtful of and discerning about, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a tendency, like one, you have there's nuanced conversation. Like you have the gory side of this that I think we should reject because we don't want to glorify death. We don't want to glorify mass murder, like, you know, with all the horror flicks and things like that.
Right.
But we all, and then there's this other side of like a trend that I've seen of like scantily clad costumes among women and probably men as well. And so we don't want to glorify, you know, soft pornography either.
Yeah.
And so there's certain elements of this that must be rejected by Christians based on just principles of purity and godliness and pursuing holiness.
Now, would you say that those two sides, and Adam, you can dig into this also, would you say that those two sides, those who completely reject and those who are completely for it should also not point the finger at each other and be condemning.
Right. Anyways. I think so. I mean, yeah, we want to be unified, you know, as believers, we want to find common ground. And I think what Steve was saying, as a matter of conscience, I think that is an important way for us to look at it.
I'm not sure you phrased it right though, because you said if we just outright receive it, I do think that's
okay.
I want to speak to that. Yeah. Like if we have,
yeah, go ahead.
If we have believers, Christians who lack the maturity to be discerning about how they engage with this,
right?
I do think we can speak into that.
Yeah, you're saying, you mean full in like that?
No.
Like, okay.
No,
I thought that's what you said.
No, you're
talking about someone who's engaging with it thoughtfully and someone who's outright rejecting. Yeah, I think absolutely there needs to be an understanding.
Because I think we have a tendency to do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That we'll look at the one side who rejects it completely and like, oh, you're just, you know, like we'll call them names and they'll call us, you know, names or whatever. And I think that there's a portion of unity that needs to happen with that and say, no, this is why I brought up the food sacrificed to idols. You know, I mean, Paul said that they shouldn't judge each other. So I think that we have to maintain that also.
I think the disagreements on this can be a little bit more difficult for Christians to be able to, see eye to eye on, just because they view the holiday differently. You know, some people, all they can see is this is a dark holiday. And it's hard to disagree with that when you go out and you do see those homes and those costumes that are very dark. And it's not just once in a while, you know, there's a good amount of people who do see it as a pretty, this is our opportunity to get scary and do some things that we wouldn't want to be on board with. So, so for people who just want to avoid, it's hard to disagree there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there are opportunities. So I think, yes, we should be able to have these conversations to just kind of say, okay, this is where we're approaching it from. This is where we're not trying to sin in any way or.
So the other thing that I look at that happens this time of year, not just with Halloween, but we see this in like even cartoons and stuff, is the minimization of the demonic, where you see demons and these and spiritual stuff be made out to be cartoon like, and even to some point friendly. And I think that's something that happens that's very scary, and it's not just in our day. I mean, you can go all the way back to black and white TV shows where you saw the Addams Family, the Munsters, the, you know, you name it, where they had these characters that were demonic in nature as friendly. So I think that's part of what we're seeing with the scary part to me with Halloween, even. Because a lot of times, look at a lot of the graveyard scenes that you see in people's front yards, and they're cartoon like.
Yeah, the fire station down the road here in our city has like joking, you know, things on the gravestones.
Yeah, so I think that's another part that we have to be very careful with, and I think some of that also comes down to what we're allowing even our kids to watch on TV in some aspects. And sometimes when we think about Halloween, is like the only time we really bring that up just on the subject of Halloween.
Yeah, it's heightened, no doubt. If it doesn't raise red flags for you, you should probably be more discerning with this. And, you know, because just the nature of its origins. Now, I'm not of the opinion that because something has a specific origin, that it retains that meaning over hundreds of years, thousands of years.
There's a cultural context that is understood in our culture.
Where the meaning certainly can change. However, because this does have dark origin, you know, this has a Celtic origin a couple thousand years ago, a celebration of the end of summer, you know, and the beginning of winter. And it was believed they would, you know, through bonfires, they would do a bonfire, they would make sweets, and they would dress in costumes to ward off evil spirits, believing that it was called Samhain or Samhain. I forget how you actually pronounce it, but it's spelled S-A-M. H-A-I-N or H-E-I-N, Samhain. I don't think that's the right pronunciation, though. But that's really as far back as we can trace the ancient origins of this celebration. that began in Europe, right? But then there was also the stuff going on down in Mexico, this kind of, you know, twin brother to Halloween in some ways, yeah. Just a different meaning. That's totally different. Like the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, like they are literally communing, attempting to commune with their ancestors. So that's absolute necromancy,
yeah.
Which the Bible clearly forbids. And so you have to be discerning with this as a Christian. And so when you look at the origins, there clearly is a belief that at this time of year, there is a thinner veil between the seen and the unseen world. And so there's a heightened awareness of the spiritual realm. And that's how it's communicated. It's in witchcraft, in ancient practices. And so there is a darkness to this that I can totally understand someone outright rejecting. However, because, you know, cultural practices can change meaning over time, I do think there is a secularized version that leaves all of that meaning behind, that is neighborly, that is friendly, that is not inherently sinful. But I still think you got to be really cautious. And that's why I said, like, is dressing my 4-year-old in a superhero costume or a firefighter costume and walking to the neighbor's house and asking them for candy a sin? Not in and of itself, right? And so you have to, you know, allow some freedom of conscience with discernment on this topic. Some people don't even like Christians. Like, churches have tried to replace this with, of course, I talked about All Saints Day, yeah. And what the popes did in years past. But currently you have fall festivals. You have, we do an autumn evening, you know, devoid of all of that kind of stuff. But churches have done trunk or treats. So they kind of try to do a more controlled environment with the spooky stuff being removed from that.
Right.
My conscience is okay with that. We don't do that at Water's Edge because I just don't want it to be connected to Halloween at all. It's something, right, as we promote as a church. But I think for an individual believer, there's some freedom of conscience and engaging, but gotta do it with discernment.
Yeah. So next we're going to talk about...
That was a lot. I mean, I'd spit a whole mouthful out there. I did not mean to take over.
That's okay. So next we're going to talk about gluttony. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Because, candy, man. Yeah. I got a sweet tooth.
Because, I mean, I know that a lot of parents end up eating most of their kids' candy, so let's just...
Dad tax. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that... You know, I think in conclusion, we can really look at it as, you know, this is one of those things that there is a side of this that we do need to stay away from.
And reject
completely. There is a part of this that is what you said, redeemable, that we can do
conscience.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. If we have a good conscience with it, we can hand out candy, hand out Bible tracts with it, you know, or something like that. There's plenty of places where you can order them, and good ones too, not just... Some of them are kind of cheesy, so be careful what you order. And then also to outright reject it. And on those last two, those mm-hmm. two people really need to be cautious not to be judgmental of each other.
Yeah. I will say, you know, growing up, when I lived in Florida, I always remembered, because I did not grow up in the church. That's my caveat. I remember passing the houses that would have signs, "We don't celebrate Halloween," and just have certain messages on them. And as a kid, I didn't understand the Christian conscience in this.
Right.
And so I honestly completely viewed that as unloving. Not that that's right or wrong. Now as a believer, I totally get why Christians don't want to engage in this and would outright reject it. But I remember as a kid, thinking different of the neighbors that didn't participate just because I wanted candy. And I'm just why can't you just hand out some candy like everybody else? Let's be a community. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. I think your summation is a good one.
All right. Anything else you two would like to add, Adam?
The only thing I was thinking about and there's probably different, even local churches may think differently about it, you know, so there may be some, you know, elders who would say, you know, I think this is dangerous. It might be, you know, and encourage their people not to, And I think that's good too, just to, you know, with if you're a member of a church and your church, maybe your pastors will generally know the temperature of your church and if it's going to be a problem in your church or not. So maybe just, not disagreeing with other Christians and their views. I think it's important for us to be able to have conversations like this and be able to understand some of the nuances.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Everybody's heart's clear. Clear. All right.
So are we going to make Halloween go away? can we make that happen?
Is Rodney dressing like Martin Luther?
Just remember, don't nail the 95 Theses to glass doors. They don't hold nails very well. All right. Actually, don't actually go do that at all. You may get, you know, arrested for just saying this. But yeah, I think that we've pretty much covered what we can on Halloween this year.
Yeah, I had a, sorry.
That's okay.
One thought popped back into my head. I had a professor, you know, at Southeastern, who has turned this into a major outreach. I mean, they do full-on meals. They invite students from the school over to their home, and they give out all kinds of stuff. And it's just, he's fully embraced it as something to be redeemable because of the fact that this is the one day of the year that everybody's outside and a chance to meet and love on his neighbors. And so I think he certainly has a clear conscience with it. And so that's sort of the other side of this that I think is, you know, all the more reason to be thoughtful and discerning with these things.
I know we have fun with this year when we just the ability to take our grandkids to the pumpkin patch and stuff like that and do some outside things that, you know, for the fall, because I tell you what, Virginia, summertime, hot, much easier to do this kind of stuff when it's a little cooler and go outside.
Amen.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We hope that we were able to answer this question in a way that is thoughtful for you guys. If you have not done so yet, make sure you like, subscribe, and click that bell so you know when we release new videos. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We want to know how we're doing. And 5 stars. 5 stars. All right.
People are going to start leaving lower ones just to spite him. Yeah.
What about 6 stars?
So there is no 6 stars. No 6 stars. All right, guys. We thank you all for watching. We love you all, and God bless.
Peace out.